Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, once again, we are playing as Sir Croakington. This adventure, we're going to be fighting a dragon. But first, there's a suspicious character in Blade Square who sometimes pops up, who we should meet to start this whole thing off officially. Right, and new bit of description in Blade Square is, well, not new, but the bit that turns up when you see the guy. You suddenly spot a man in a dark blue cloak milling about nearby. Although you can't be certain, he appears to be watching you. Well, let's approach a suspicious character. Because apparently in video games, that always turns out okay. Real life, there he's. As you approach the man, he retreats several steps and motions for you to step closer. After making certain no one else is lurking about nearby, you move over to him and ask what it is he wants. A wrinkled face peers out beneath the folds of a broad hood.
"Travel to the southern reaches of the kingdom," he says in a low, waspy voice. "There, in the Valley of the Thanes, you will find the copper wood. Liudra has returned, and her strength grows with each day that passes. The heroes who have taken the fight to her could use someone like you, Sir Croakington, to bolster their beleaguered ranks."
Okay, now, there's three links there, but one's about the kingdom, one's about the Valley of Thanes. I'll skip those, but one's about Ildudra, so I'll click that. Ildudra. For the better part of two centuries, the great dusk dragon Ildudra remained an unpleasant fixture in a secluded lair deep in the copper woods of northern Fainvale. Ildudra, who is said to possess powerful magical abilities in addition to her fearsome fiery breath, held great sway over a vast army of the enemies of man, goblins, trolls, and ogres, and sought to use this formidable force to expand her grim domain. However, as the kingdom of Tysa grew in power and the realm of man pressed upon her borders, the great dragon suddenly, and quite inexplicably, withdrew into seclusion, into a forest lair, and her minions retreated into the shadows. Nearly a century ago, Ildudra disappeared from her ancient abode, and it was believed she had departed the kingdom forever. But apparently not. Maybe she was just having a vacation. Or, you know, planning something. You ask the old man why he was watching you and how he knows your name. Well, knowing my name isn't that obscure because I'm one of the most famous people in the entire kingdom, so it makes perfect sense that any random person would know who I am. And he immediately becomes agitated.
"Don't waste your time," he snaps. "You must travel to the Copper Wood in Fainvale and join the fight."
With that, he turns and steps away from you and you once again set off on your way. Note, to reach the Copper Wood, travel to Southern Tysa and then to Fainvale. Well, okay then, I'll do that. To the city gates, save the game, travel, Southern Tysa, the Copper Wood, visit the Copper Wood. Oh, I've got some of those highwaymen turning up. They just do sometimes. I'll try to attack the bandits. Oh, they rush forward and attack. There's no option but to kill them. Just going to quick combat them. They only give 1 XP because these are very, very low level foes. Really, probably because they're mostly, they spend mo- they're What they were intending to attack were random merchant caravans with maybe no guards at all. But they just happened to come across one of the great heroes of the age, and well, now they're in trouble and very dead. And, you know, as happens. You know, 1 XP for each of the fights. There's 5 of them done. Only the leader of this buggy band remains, 64 XP, but he's one away. Oh yeah, and there's some loot you can pick up. Or I would, but my inventory's full. Oh, there's 15 gold too. Oh yeah, I'm going to sell off my excess loot now. Alright, our inventory is now, well, has a lot of space in it. It's not empty, because there's all the equipment we should have. But we disposed of the loot. I got about 10,000 gold, most of which we spent, and then some, upgrading my grand residence. And now we are in Copperwood, this ancient belt of forest, which crosses Northern Fanevale, gets its name from the large number of copper beaches in its midst. Let it be known that the great dragon Ildrida has again taken up residence here. Many indeed are the tales of fierce battles pitched by brave adventurers in the secluded forest cave that has long served as the ancient dust dragon's lair. Those who have survived the gruesome encounters with the dragon report that Ildrida seems to be attempting to exert her insidious will upon the creatures of the Copper Wood, or we'd better put a stop to that. So you can seek out her lair, but also nearby, you can investigate the wounds of Ironwatch, which I will do. In the eastern region of Copper Wood stands the crumbling ruins of Ironwatch, a small keep that once served as an outpost for the Tysian army, following the devastation of the Holgorod. Ironwatch was abandoned and thereafter fell into ruin. Standing on a nearby hillside, you carefully observe the ruined keep, imagining how it must have looked in all its former grandeur. I can enter the ruins now. As you move into the ruins of Ironwatch, you are alerted to a wild grumbling coming from somewhere amidst the keep's crumbling remains. Sneaking closer to the unnerving sound, you peer around a heap of rubble and discover a fur-clad ogre dragging a heavy, iron-banded chest towards the forest. The hulking creature, having apparently obtained the chest from somewhere in the ruins, has not taken notice of you. Well, chest, you say? Well, then I'm going to attack this ogre and steal its chest, because it might have stuff in it. Attack the ogre. You prepare to attack the ogre. I have a few options now. I can use feathery, archery, or telekinesis, all at level 30 plus, or just attack the ogre from behind. Let's use telekinesis. It succeeded. 4 XP to telekinesis. You channel your power of telekinesis and focus it on a large block of stone, perched precariously atop a heap of rubble next to the preoccupied ogre, jarred loose by a projected blast of energy. The block tumbles down and smashes into the ogre, sending the hulking menace sprawling onto the stony ground, weaving about in agony beneath the shattered remains of the slab. The ogre gasps loudly as he struggles to draw breath. Seizing the opportunity, you rush forward and deal the ogre a deft and fatal blow. After a quick search of the ogre's remains, which is nothing of any particular interest, you turn your attention to the iron-banded chest, inside which you discover a large number of assorted items. Good job, I just cleared my inventory then. Alright, and it's just generic loot. Right, some of it's pretty good. well, valuable. Of course, none of it's going to be... It's all mundane loot, so none of it's going to be better than what I already have equipped. Because that's just how things work in Swift. You do not find... It's not one of those looty Diablo-esque games where you spend most of your time just inspecting every little bit of equipment dropped by huge swarms of enemies on the off chance that you might get a slight upgrade. Oh, and 129 gold. After making certain you haven't overlooked anything, you prepare to set off on your way. You're standing in Mr. Moon's Divine Watch, an ancient one. An ancient something that once served as an outpost for the Tyson army. The crumbling remains of this once grand structure lie scattered about the perimeter, still loosely defined by its toppled outer wall. After carefully making your way through the ruins and discovering nothing of further interest, you return to the forest. Alright, we're done with that. Now let's seek out the lair of Ildraja. After following a well-beaten path left by adventurers who have recently made the trek to the Dragon's Cave, you soon find yourself standing atop an oak-crowned hill, gazing at a wide, dark mouth, a massive cave set into the side of the hillock below. You're staring down the lair of the ancient dust dragon, Ildraja, approach the dragon's lair. You're standing before the broad mouth of the secluded cave that has long served as the lair of Ildraja. A thunderous roar, followed by several desperate shouts from somewhere deep in the cave, tells you that a brutal battle is currently being waged against the fearsome dust dragon. You're about to step forward and peer into the cave, when a hide-armoured forest troll, wielding a heavy hammer, emerges from the gloom. The savage creature snarls upon catching sight of you and immediately stomps in your direction. It seems the great dragon has not left her lair unguarded, so I can fight the troll, but, of course, whenever you fight a troll, it's bonding time! The engraved troll bond is equipped. Hold my ground and engage the troll. This is a scaled troll as well. I think it's just about the only scaled troll in the entire game. So it's an ideal, the scaled and repeatable troll in the game. So it's the ideal circumstance for a bond. The hammer-wielding troll leaps forward and attempts to bring the full weight of his mighty weapon down upon your head. You nimbly sidestep his initial attack and swiftly attempt to counter it as a savage troll guardian. It used to be about 8+, but now thanks to the engraved troll bond, it's been lowered to 6+. The armoured forest troll sweeps at you with his massive hammer. Bont! For 20 damage. And bont again for 40 damage, finishing it off. Because everyone loves to bont. Anyway, slain. 12 XP. You step back and watch in disbelief as the troll's corpse shimmers brightly for a few moments before promptly disintegrating. In a matter of seconds, only a small heap of dust remains to mark the spot where the cruel creature fell. It appears the dragon's powerful magic is at work here. Since it's a repeatable thing, it will be... I don't know what will happen, but somehow the troll will be resurrected in a few hours. Because dragon magic, it can do that apparently. You're standing before the broad mouth of a secluded cave that has large served as the lair of Ildraja. A thunderous roar, followed by several desperate shouts from somewhere deep in the cave, tells you that a brutal battle is currently being waged against the fearsome dusk dragon. Move into the cave. You're standing just inside the mouth of the cave. The interior of the cave is damp and cool. To the north, a broad, wide and high tunnel, like it's big enough to fit a dragon in or something, pushes deeper into the gloomy depths of the cavern. The way out of the cave lies right behind you, directly to the south. A thunderous roar, followed by several brutal shouts from the darkness ahead, tells you that a brutal battle is currently being waged against the fearsome dusk dragon Ildrajar. Suddenly, a hulking figure steps out of the darkness. Your eyes widen as you find yourself face to face with a massive, axe-wielding forest troll. The sinister brute, clad in black leather armour and brandishing a stone axe, snarls and takes a threatening step in your direction. Well, let's hold our ground and engage the forest troll. It's bolting time! The axe-wielding troll stomps forward and takes several wide swipes at you with his stone axe. You manage to dodge his initial frenzy of blows before swiftly countering with an attack of your own. Savage troll guardian, begin combat! The armoured forest troll swipes you with his stone axe, and it gets a bonted for 49 damage. And it gets a bonted again for 36 damage. You have slain your foe. 16 XP. With an agonised bellow, the savage forest troll collapses into a bloodied heap at your feet. You step back from the corpse of your fallen foe. A sudden and shocking transformation of the troll's remains takes place. The body of the forest troll shimmers brightly for a moment before promptly disintegrating. In the blink of an eye, only a small pile of dust is left to mark the spot where the mighty beast fell. It appears that Ildrajar's formidable magic is at work here. Well, okay, now that we've dealt with the trolls, time to get back to the spruce smasher and the glittering ice shield. You're standing ahead further into the cave. The passage gradually slopes downwards as you follow it further north. Deep heading deeper into the cave. After less than a minute of slow, cautious progress, you arrive at a towering stone arch. You're standing at the end of the cave passage, directly before a towering stone arch. Through the arch you can make out what appears to be a massive chamber. A thunderous roar, followed by several desperate shouts from beyond the arch, tells you that a brutal battle is currently being waged against the fearsome dust dragon, Ildrajar. Head north through the arch. You're standing just beneath the towering carved stone arch at the northern edge of the massive natural chamber. This broad, towering hollow is the very sanctum of Ildra's lair, a place the great dragon is now fiercely defending. Ildra's deafening roars echo off the walls and ceiling of the cave as the great dragon fiercely engages the brave adventurers who have penetrated the heart of her domain. Now and again, the ancient dust dragon's deadly breath of fire erupts from her gaping jaws, nearly filling the chamber and sending her valiant assailants scrambling for cover, or leaving them dead and charred on the uneven cave floor. Gazing across the chamber at the fearsome scaled behemoth, you estimate that Ildrajar is currently relatively unscathed. So I can move forward. I can rest here if I needed to, but don't need to yet. The only Ulrich Mandelo has been here quite recently. But I don't think he or she or whatever achieved anything because he's a brand new character. So definitely wouldn't stand a chance against the dragon. Alright. Move forward and attack the great dragon. Ildrajar roars and swings her massive horned head in your direction as she prepares to confront the bold adventurer at her feet. Alright, this is Ildrajar. Begin combat. I swing my club, The fearsome dragon roars as she swipes out at you with her deadly claws. Massive ancient dragon snaps at you with her powerful jaws. Ildrupi appears to be preparing to unleash a massive breath of fire. I swing my club. Faced with another immediate threat, your enemy momentarily ignores you. The fearsome dragon roars as she swipes out with her deadly claws. The great dragon rears back her head and stretches her jaws wide as she unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You manage to resist the worst of the fiery blast, but still take 29 damage. You spot an opening in the defences of your enemy and unleash a truly devastating attack. That's 50 damage. Strikes you with a deadly claws. Deadly claws. She ignores me. Great dragon swipes at you with her long and deadly claws for 34 damage. Okay, I'm down to less than 100 health. So now I'm going to use fortification impenetrable shield. Oh, the smasher wallops my foe for seven damage. Okay, just going to keep using the impenetrable shield until I'm forced to retreat. I do some damage with the battle rage. Okay, keep going. Forced to retreat. Alright, 2,000. Ah! You suddenly spot something on the ground. There, lying in the ground. At your feet on the uneven floor of the cave is a small, jagged shard of iron. Without stopping, you reach down and scoop up the curious object. It's a jagged iron shard. This small, jagged piece of iron appears to be part of a much larger disc-shaped object. You discover this curious item in the lair of Ildrida in the copper woods of Thanevale. Alright, just going to quickly heal myself. Quick heal. Alright, fight the dragon again. Alright, fight it regularly until I get to 100. Ildrida lunges forward and snaps her powerful fang-filled jaws closed around you. But fortunately, I'm so small I just hop out of the gap between her teeth. But I still take a lot of damage because it's terrible bad breath, Ildrida. Just terrible. Keep going. She bites me again for 27 damage. Okay, now on to the impenetrable shield time. I'm going to spam that. Because I want to get the jagged iron shards. Keep going. With the impenetrable shield, forced to retreat. Another 1,000 damage. And another jagged iron shard. I'm going to keep going until I have 10 of them. I'm going to west for a bit now. Where you can very slowly west to restore 50 stamina points and 1 Neville reserve for every 5 seconds spent resting. Although, to be quite practical, it's a lot quicker just to retreat out of there, go to a safe spot, and then come back again. I'm just going to pause it while I rest up. That's enough resting. I'm nearly fully restored. Fight the dragon again. You rush towards the centre of the cavernous chamber of stone, only to fully find yourself standing before the ancient, fear-inspiring behemoth. That is Ildrida. The cruel dust dragon lowers her gaze to meet your own, and you immediately find yourself frozen in terror, picking a number. Bonus of 30, 20 from spirit, 10 from mind. If I fail, I am too spooked and will not be as good as fighting a dragon. Gotta get 50 or more. Pick now. 82, success. You manage to stave off the worst effects of the powerful aura of fear wielded by this mighty specimen of dragondom. Ildridge roars and swings her massive ward head in your direction as she prepares to confront the bold adventurer at her feet. Begin combat with Ildridge. Alright, just fighting as normal. I roll over 100. Time for impenetrable shield. Some battle wages, some smasher wallops, and so on and so forth. You are forced to retreat. 911 damage that time. And another jagged iron shard. Gotta keep going till I have 10 of them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because then something will happen. Move forward and attack the great dragon. Alright, impenetrable shield again. Battle wage helps out quite a bit. Fortunately, Ildruda doesn't have a Manti magic aura, because otherwise the impenetrable shield might fail, which would cause quite a problem. Forced to retreat. 950 damage that time. Okay. I'm down to Trovenar. That's not enough. Move away from here. Just gonna quickly travel to Groudrock. Auto heal thanks to the Quickstone. Actually, I think I'll save there as well, so I don't lose any of my jagged iron shards. Travel southern copper wood into the lair of Ildridge, past where the trolls were. It's only moderately wounded so far. There we go, fighting Ildridge again. I swing my club. All right. Ildridge lunges forward and snaps her powerful fang-filled jaws around you for 32 damage. Now it's time to shield myself. Impenetrable shield, it's impenetrable. And I'm forced to retreat. There's another jagged iron shard. How many of those have I got now? 4 so far, okay. I gotta keep going till I get 10. Because that's the maximum you can get. There's a note that says that's the maximum you can get. Right at the bottom of the... Why is it at the bottom of the description of the... of the Ildridra? Just below where it describes he's only moderately wounded for now. Move forward, attack the great dragon. Keep going. Impenetrable shield. Impenetrable shield. This is a lot easier now that you can easily get more than 50 Neville Reserve. Forced to retreat. 881 damage. Another jagged iron shard. And gonna rest here for a bit. Back to fighting the dragon. I swing my club. And she keeps going. Oh, and the Drake Dragon warriors back ahead and stretches her jaws wide as she unleashes a powerful breath of fire for 31 damage, even though I managed to resist the worst of the effects of the fiery blast. Oh, I go into a battle rage now. That didn't last very long. Alright, keep going. Oh, now to put up the impenetrable shield. Keep it up. And forced to retreat. Oh, 12 damage. And another jagged iron shard. Alright, fully heal myself by just quickly running out of the cave. And travelling to Talonus. And save. Gotta keep my shards. Yep, copper wood once again. Back to the dragon. It's now wounded. She's now wounded. I managed to put off the aura of fear again, and here we are. Ildridge. Swing my club. Alright. Go around 24, and then it's impenetrable shield time. Impenetrable shield. You channel your power of fortification and erect an impenetrable glowing barrier. Your enemy is unable to penetrate your magical shield. Yes, it's guarantees you take no damage because you can only get those jagged iron shards if you last long enough to be forced to retreat, rather than just retreating on your own. So you've got to last until round 60 or so. And considering how much damage Ildridge puts out, that means you pretty much need the shield. Forced to retreat. 894 damage just. You fall back from the battle, unable to sustain your current attack against the fearsome dragon. Ildridge stretches wide a fearsome mouth and emits a deafening roar that shakes the massive chamber. And there's another jagged iron shard, and that brings them up to 7. Alright, we've nearly got all of them that we'll need now. Ildridge again. Go into a battle wage. And now the impenetrable shield once more. Keep going. The impenetrable shield forced to retreat. 12 damage again. And another jagged iron shard. I'm going to rest here for a bit now. And we're back to fighting the dragon. Faced with another immediate threat, your enemy momentarily ignores you. Smasher wallops the foe. Swipes deadly claws, powerful jaws, deadly claws. Powerful jaws. And Ildridge funges forward and snaps her powerful fang-filled jaws around you for 32 damage. That brings me to 66 health, so now it's impenetrable shield time. Battle wage, doing 31 damage each time. That lasted a few rounds at least. Keep going and forced to retreat. 1,004 damage. Oh, didn't get a jagged shard that time. Oh well. Now I'm just gonna fully heal myself. First star is restored. 100 stamina points, 2 Neville reserve. And now 50 stamina points, 3 Neville reserve. Of course, this made more sense because when the replayables were first out, there was a 20-second gap between rounds. You had to have So you didn't just end up with one guy just spamming the entire thing to death in 3 minutes. But as these things became less popular and it became quite likely that some of them didn't even get hit at all, that pause was removed. And now you can just fight, retreat, fight, retreat, bash, 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 retreat, bash, retreat, bash, retreat, bash, retreat, bash, retreat, and finish them off in a couple of minutes. Even with just one character, which is usually what it is. Alright, stop resting. Alright, move forward, attack the great dragon, Ildredar. Swash you with deadly claws, powerful jaws, faced with another immediate threat, your enemy momentarily ignores you. The great dragon rears back her head and stretches her jaws wide as she unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You manage to resist the worst of the fiery blast, but still take 29 damage. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Swipes you with their deadly claws. The great dragon rears back her head and stretches her jaws wide as she unleashes a powerful breath of fire. You've been struck by the dragon's fiery blast, but unable to act the next round. Impenetrable shield. Couldn't do it. Ildra lunges forward and snaps her powerful fang-filled jaws closed around you. Take 41 damage. I'm nearly dead, so impenetrable shield now. I could have been finished off that round, which would have sucked. You're forced to retreat. Only 790 damage. What now? And none of those jagged shards that time. Okay. Just going to quickly make my way... to, I don't know, Groudok. That'll do, Groudok. And save. And now back to fighting Ildredar at my full power. Rush through the cave. There she is. She's heavily wounded now. Getting past the Aura of Terror. Success. Alright, now fighting her. Oh, I'm struck by the dragon's fiery blast and will be unable to act during the next round. That's 56 damage from one attack. And, okay. Now, another fiery blast lowered me to the danger zone. So now it's impenetrable shield time. Going, keep going, keep going. Of course, if you didn't quite have enough magic to keep up the impenetrable shield, you could also use Blessings of Protection for a few rounds of defense. But those cost money and it would take quite a while to... And you'd probably have to pop... to recharge them several times to get through the entire multiplayer. Keep going. Out, forced to retreat. You fall back from the battle, unable to sustain your current attack against the fearsome dragon. Ildredar stretches wide her fearsome mouth, emits a deafening roar that shakes the massive chamber. Make way to summon edge massive chamber. You suddenly spot something lie on the ground. It's another jagged iron shard. How many do I have now? That's 9, so just one more to get. And then I'll have all the 10 I need. Alright, quick heal myself, and then wipe back into the fray. Move forward and attack the great dragon. Begin combat! Go into a battle wage to start off with. Doesn't do as much damage as it did recently because if you've used magic recently, you don't get the extra damage. I'm not sure why. I guess that's to balance out physical attacking and spamming with powerful magic. The great dragon swipes you with the long and deadly claws for 31 damage. And breath of fire for 28 damage. Now to the impenetrable shield. Still doing some damage to her, because while the shield's impenetrable to me, from me, it's perfectly penetrable by my spruce smasher. Or something like that. I'm not sure how. You're forced to retreat. 1058 damage to the dragon. And there it is. The final jagged iron shard. I'm going to quickly save. And then I'm going to fight it recklessly. Because you can... As I said before, you do more damage if you just spam the attack. So now to spam the attack. And even if you die, the damage still keeps, so it's okay. Severely wounded, let's get that up. Just spam fighting aggressively. Go into a battle rage. I am forced to retreat. Oh, 51 rounds. 1,083 damage. Quick heal. Move forward and attack the grey dragon. Critically wounded now. Just gonna finish her off. Finish her off. Oh yeah, and the quick stone rounds means you can do... You could do three rounds with one attack to make it go even quicker. And I've been killed. But don't worry. I've still got my jagged shards. Right, got my jagged shards. Travel, 7. To the copper wood again. Forward, attack the great dragon. Keep going. I've been killed again. Let's keep going. Good job I don't have permadeath. Because this would be a bad thing. Maybe the damage doesn't seem to be sticking. Oh well. Okay, maybe I will do the impenetrable shield thing after all. You know, so the damage actually sticks. Forced to retreat. Another 889 damage. Keep going. Fight aggressively until I get down to less than 100. Then impenetrable shield. Down to 25%, 24%. Another 765 damage. Rest here for a bit. That's enough resting. Back to bashing the dragon. Take that, Ildraja. Do 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 do. Fighting a dragon as you do. Impenetrable shield. Battle weight helps a bit. But not that much, because I keep having to use magic to survive. And quick heal myself up. Oh, near death now, down to 19%. And oh, penetrable shield time. Down to 15%. It's probably about 20 or so rounds of combat. Forced to retreat. 1,168 damage that round. Attempt to west here. Okay, Ildredor is now hovering on death's doorstep, which means she has about 1/8 of her health left, or something like that. Which is brilliant. Which means it's be three more rounds at her, and she'll be finished. Completely gone, kaput. But I've got to rest a bit to restore my Neville Reserve. Because you need about 30 or so Neville Reserves to have a chance of actually surviving. If you want to, unless you have a ridiculous amount of health. From buying a lot of packages and equipment at Tally's. Because I don't think a regular character can't really get strong enough to just spam these things. Although maybe Zoop is. Zoop's a lot more powerful than Sir Croakington, because Zoop's done everything and has several years of specials. Which is of course all recorded in this podcast earlier. Stop resting now. Alright, attack the great dragon. Bashy bashy bashy, down to 12%, 11%, 10%. The great dragon rears back her head and stretches her jaws wide, and she unleashes a massive breath of fire. You manage to resist the worst of the fiery breath, but still take 36 damage. Okay, now use the impenetrable shield. Forced to retreat. 943 damage to the dragon. Alright, resting here once again. Just gonna pause it while that happens. And back to finishing off the dragon. Hovering on death's doorstep. 9% left, 8% left, 7% left. Bit more battle waged, 5%. One more, a breath of fire knocks me down to 76 health. Now it's impenetrable shield time. One more round after that should finish her off. Alright, 12,002 damage from that round. Quick heal. And finish her off. Forced to retreat in round 40, which means she's actually dead. With a deafening roar, the dust dragon retreats to the northern end of the massive chamber. Before any of the adventurers gathered here can make a move in her direction, Ildredor charges towards the mouth of the cave. Those present swiftly and wisely flatten themselves against the wall, narrowly avoiding being trampled to death by the fleeing dragon. As the dragon exits the cave, her massive wings spread wide and she takes to flight, quickly soaring up and over a forest domain. In a matter of moments, she's become little more than a dark speck, hurtling to the west beneath a rolling ceiling of light grey clouds. The ancient menace has been driven from Feynvale for now. I guess she's probably going to be hiding in the mountains. You know, and until she takes a rest and then is fully healed. Because that's what happens when you rest. Even if you're a dragon, apparently. The brutal fight against the great dragon Ildrata is at last over. A fearless adventurer, me, or Sir Croakington, who is in a way me, has struck the final blow and sent the ancient dust dragon fleeing from her forest lair. As the adventurers who bravely battled the fearsome dragon make their way to the edge of the massive chamber, you can't help but feel that Ildrata will soon attempt to return and reclaim her lair. And now I can go behind the windowless building with the blue door to get my XP for finishing off the dragon. Or indeed, either I didn't finish off the dragon and had any part in this at all. Details of the last battle. 21,000 damage from Sir Croakington. And the battle lasted 27 hours and 15 minutes because nobody felt like fighting her. And then in about 40 minutes after I turned up, she was gone. Oh well. Retreat self through the arch. Okay. Now let's go see that mysterious guy we met in Blade Square in Twithic. Fully healing upon entering Twithic. Visit Blade Square. Alright, let's explore it. There. Approach the suspicious character. I just refreshed the screen on Blade Square until he turned up. Approach the suspicious character. As you approach the man, he retreats several steps and motions for you to step closer. After making certain no one notices lurking about nearby, you move over to him and ask what it is he wants. A wrinkled face peers out at you from beneath the folds of a broad hood. At last, you bring me what I seek, he says in a low, rasping voice. Give me the shards. Give the old man your iron shards. The old hooded man accepts the iron shards and places them carefully in a large cloth sack. He closes the bag and mutters something, while moving his left fat hand back and forth over it. Seconds later, he opens the cloth sack and withdraws a broad iron disc. The etchings of two fearsome-looking dragons adorn the uneven surface of the disc. A total of four glowing sapphires have been fitted into the eye sockets of the engraved dragons. Take this and seek out the vault of the Iron Dragon, he says as he hands you the disc. I have the Iron Dragon disc. Two fearsome-looking dragons have been etched onto the surface of this large, flat iron disc. A total of four glowing sapphires have been fitted into the eye sockets of the engraved dragons. Before you can ask a single question, the old man details for you the location of the vault he just mentioned. As if he's been there 100 times, he gives you precise directions to a spot on the edge of the vast swamp, just west of Copperwood in Fainvale. This is only the beginning, he says as he turns and prepares to depart. Return to me when you possess all seven. Seven what? Seven what? What have I got to get seven of? Well, with that, he ambles off and is soon out of sight. To reach the spot identified by the old man, visit Thanevale in Southern Tysia and look for the Vault of the Iron Dragon. Okay, but that will be for next episode. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.